previously on X's.
Babe, what's this?
What?
Can't you see? An earring. This doesn't belong to me.
Nora, no make her vex so. If you go bed, bed. If you no go bed, make her order Uber give you.
Hello?
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Please, Alex asked me to ask you if you left your earrings at his place.
Ah.
I thought we were just friends. But Wolf, you know I do not want a relationship when I am in one already.
I came back to my senses after that flashback of meeting Tanefa the first time. She was still right here with me, refusing to respond to treatment like a patient from the stubborn academy.
Back to Nora on the phone with Pamela.
Pamela.
Yes?
I think he's gone for the Indomie himself. He's not around here. I'm calling his phone. No answer. Ah, wait. I hear voices.
X's episode 6.
I don't know. We all try for, sir. Okay, so when you say girl not framing, no. When you need Nisha, yeah. And I'm going to inside. I'm going to call smart in there. Say a media.
I said I will take it for you.
Oh, no. My main project. Adios, sir. Adios, sir. Me a call.
I said relax. I'll bring it to you.
Hey, my smart in. Right? Ain't you know...
See, stop giving me pressure. I said I'll bring it to you.
No, it belongs to my friend. And I borrowed it from her.
The earrings you left at my place belongs to your friend.
Yes, of course. And she has been asking me for it.
You, I'll bring it to you.
No, Alex. I'm here right now, okay? And you've taken the end of me already. So why can't you just go in there and pick it for me? Or is because when you say oh girl no or bedroom baby me boa?
I found this pair of earrings in my boyfriend's room. Is it yours?
Alex, go and collect it for me.
So it's yours?
Hey, sister, then.
I only asked you a simple question. You don't have to be rude.
Oh, Alex, eh? What do you make how? Indomie now when you're free me honing in now. Obe shasi chia meka. So what's it? Obe ba me chain. Now obe can't worry in some much remi. Meanwhile, nation, yao ya umechi. Did I not say I could not trust you? You see why I said I cannot trust you?
Alex, what am I hearing? You're getting married to a small girl. And I'm now getting to hear of it. When is the wedding?
Charlie, make your menace story disturb me. La, waiting.
Who is your menace?
Take the earring, give me.
Apologize.
I said take, give me.
Alex, you have to apologize first in front of her.
Apologize for what?
Hey, why? Are you coming to beat me?
Alex, please take my thing for me, la. Mosquitoes are biting me here.
Take your indomie and go and eat. You say you were hungry.
I wasn't hungry. I knew you were up to something.
Alex, then you have to pay for this indomie. This particular indomie, I'm not giving it to you for free. You have to pay for it.
Of course, you have to understand.
Of course, what? What? Pay me. It's 30 cedis. Pay me. What were we in? Scam myself. Scam myself. Nothing I would hear me. This area, why name me no? Catch me unless. Why name me no?
Wow. I see. Alex, pay her, okay? I've got no money on me. Pamela, are you there?
Hey, really?
Abi, you heard everything.
He proposed marriage to the lady.
And see some small girl. I'm sure she only completed SHS last year or something.
Really?
Don't even worry yourself. The way I'll deal with Alex, What did I tell you? I told you that relationships aren't supposed to be this hard unless you're dating a liar.
But the girl, how is she like? What does she look like? Is she fine?
You too, which one is your own?
But you have to know your competition.
Which competition? I'm not in competition with anyone. How can a girl like that compete with me? Ah! Me. I left Alex last December. It's just that he doesn't know yet.
Are you sure you want to walk away without fighting for him?
Fighting for him? Is he even worth it?
But you said she's just a small girl. So maybe she's just using Ted to get free Indomie. You know men.
So what? He should be with her for her to be cooking the Indomie for him.
Hey, Alex too. Oh, he pa. This is bad though.
Don't mind him. Where is Wolf? Is he with you?
No, I think he may be in the sitting room.
Okay. So what's up with you guys?
I'm not letting him touch me. I'm just here to play with his mind and make him suffer emotionally.
Payback time.
You know what I mean. I told him it is payback time. He just doesn't know what I am thinking about until it dawns on him.
Pamela, let me leave you now. I'm not even in the mood anymore.
Aww.
Don't stress. I'm okay.
I know where you are not okay, Nora. You know I know.
I said I'll be fine. Bye-bye. This life don't last forever. So tell me what we're waiting for.
You a simple question. Alex, do you love her?
No, we were very close in school. Like, we were in a steady group and then things got, you know, some way between us.
Oh, really? Okay. But can you see that she's spying at us through the window?
Kiss me.
I should do what?
Kiss me so that she gets jealous.
Me, I won't do anything, yeah. I'm asking, do you love her?
Of course. The truth is, a man is capable of liking two girls at the same time. Let's face it, you know, Bikidizo, happy the Bob. One man feel like two girls at the same time, but one of them would definitely be his favorite. And my favorite is you.
For real, why am I your favorite?
You're very humble. You don't stress me, and when we are going out, you look very sexy. Sexier than most of those so-called slay queens on social media who have no correct behavior to show. And we know all of them, it's attention and money they are looking for.
Oh, really? So, you're trying to tell me I am the one you love, right?
Yes, it's you I love, of course.
Then go and tell her.
No, I will.
Are you telling me this because I said you should pay for the Indomie?
No, I love you. She's still at the window. Don't worry, she cannot hear us.
Because you've not been fair to me.
I know, baby girl, of course. I know. Let's just hope I get the promotion at work that I was waiting for, and I'll move you out of here so we go and get married. Me, I've told you my uncle is rich and he says he can only release his money to me if I get married. That's why I make wild though. Ibi you are go marry la. I don't know why you don't want believe me self.
Oh really? And what about that girl?
The one in the room? That is why I said you should kiss me.
She's still standing there.
If you let us kiss, she'll leave herself. I don't even have to be the one to ask her to go.
okay now?
Sure, baby girl.
Okay, I'm going to sleep.
Go and sleep and dream about me.
Sana ni bube fu eh. Emani ufaindo mi ni mako ni kwa ye wanyo. Iko mi ni msa wudye uindo mi aya na opete spices eno. Mako boom, midi mako wa ye hot. Inti ni mani ye hot pa.
Don't worry, nothing she fit do.
Okay, oh. Hey, wait, oh. She has left, oh.
Hello?
Pamela, can you talk?
Yes, I can't find Wolf around the household.
Men are men. What do you expect? Can you believe they just kissed?
Alex and the Indomie seller?
Yes!
Wow.
Meanwhile, Wolf and Tanifa are still at the guest house.
So you really want me to go without getting to help you take off your lovely outfit?
I can do it myself.
And take off your shoes?
No thanks, boss.
My name is Wolf, not boss. I'm not going to have you friendzone me like that, oh, Tanifa. Games are for teenagers. And we are adults.
I'm not playing games. I like you as a friend. I like how you chat and all.
And you think my friend Bada is your boyfriend's spy?
Yes, he is. He doesn't know that I know, but I do. There you go. Your girlfriend is calling you.
How do you know who is calling me?
Cousin, oh, girlfriend, oh. The truth will come out by all means.
Well, obviously, it was Pamela. I'm sure she had woken up to realize I had left her alone in my apartment. Hello?
Wolf, where are you? I don't see you around and your car isn't outside.
A friend came to borrow it.
So where are you?
Well, I'll call you back.
Wait, you left me here all alone to hang out?
Yes. What are cousins for?
Cousin? Who is your cousin?
Listen. Enter the fridge and take whatever drink you want and watch Netflix or something. It's going to be a long morning for you, okay?
Wolf, I'm not comfortable being here by myself.
3 beers in the fridge, 5 canned drinks, Sobolo, and what have you. You should be fine, Pamela.
Wolf, please come back.
Then what? You know, I'll call you back. I ended the call. Tan. Do you have a male cousin?
Of course, I have cousins.
Do they want to sleep with you?
Hell no. Why would they?
Then why would you think I want to sleep with my cousin?
You, it's okay. I understand. But you should leave now, please. Bada is monitoring me, la.
You said we are just friends. So why not tell Bada we are just friends?
He won't believe me. He knows you want me.
You never slept with another man beside your Turkish boyfriend?
Not since we started dating.
Oh, so he is Turkish. He's not Ghanaian.
Nope, he's Turkish.
Oh, now I get it. Apparently you are into foreign currency, not local, eh? I'm walking out of your friend zone.
Oh, why?
Okay, I'm walking out of your friend zone life. If I see you in town and you turn to watch me, I'll go the other way.
Hey!
Because I don't want to be friends with you, Tanifa.
Really?
See you on Judgment Day.
Wolf, do you really mean you don't want to be friends with me?
You know what? I think I'm better off with a dating app. I walked away like I wanted to from Tanifa. When I got home, I made a beeline for my bedroom. Pamela was there, exposing that cleavage again. What did I do to deserve this?
Where from you?
Can you ask me nicely without showing me cleavage? I'm now officially allergic to sexy women. I actually now prefer the ones who dress like, what's the name of that church again? Their women wear scarves and cover themselves like the Taliban is watching them on CCTV.
Just a simple question, and look at what you are telling me. I said, where from you?
Why do you want to know? Are you my girlfriend?
You abandoned me here.
Because someone wanted me to come make love to her.
Are you for real right now?
Same thing I was thinking to myself when she invited me over. Was she for real?
Never mind.
Do you want to go back to sleep now?
Sure.
When I lay down, I don't know what time I drifted off to sleep. But here's the thing that may surprise you too. When I woke up, there was no sign of Pamela. I searched everywhere. Pamela! Pamela! Then I went to the kitchen and realized she had prepared breakfast for me. She was gone. I tried calling the phone. Well, if Pamela is gone, maybe good riddance. Maybe until her sister marries a new guy or something. You know what, bro? I wouldn't pretend I'm not jealous or whatever. I'm human. That dude was a snake pretending to be a friend. All this while, but all he wanted, you know, was Ella to himself. And oh yeah, he has succeeded. I hadn't heard from Pamela all day after she left, so I sent her a voice note. Then I called back in an hour to be sure whether she was playing with my head or not. Pamela was playing games with my head. I knew it. Two can play that game. I decided to send her a voice note. Hey, Pamela, I just wanted to find out whether you got home safe and all. No, wait, scrap that. I don't care whether you got home or not. I want to know whether we had sex when I got back from hanging out. Because I think I was high on booze and at the time or at the point I thought you were on top of me. But I was fast asleep. Moments later, Pamela sent me back a voice note.
Wolf, why are men only nice to you for a short while?
I couldn't stop smiling when I gave her the reply with another voice note. Because that's the end of the free zone and the free trial. The voice note ping pong continued as Pamela came back with another message of her own.
You wanted to shag me last night because you think I'm just another thing and scared. But wait, you know what? Show me you care. That you really want me. I'm tired of doubting whether people are coming or going. Which people? You people, Wolf, you are people. Full stop.
Well, truth is, I'm not going to lie. I can't hold back what I saw of Pamela when she was lying in my bed a few hours ago. But don't blame me. It's not me. Men lose 50% of their thinking ability when they see a woman's nipples. I know, I kept talking about a cleavage, but I saw more than that. But right now, before I sign off, I think we've got the right song for this topsy-turvy situation between me and Pamela after her last voice note.
But baby, can we make good?
Exes continues next Sunday at 6 p.m. on Hits FM.